Macmillan Audio presents Hellhole Inferno by Brian Herbert and Kevin J. Anderson. Read for you by Scott Brick. One. Three Constellation warships descended through a sky that was spiderwebbed with vapor trails. Pilots guided the bristling vessels to the staging field at the Aeroch military complex, where they joined the numerous other warships already landed in formation. By now, Commodore Percival Hallholm had lost count of the new arrivals, each one with new armor and reinforced shielding, loaded with all the armaments the Diadem's government could muster. As he assessed the massive preparations, Percival nodded to himself and muttered, "Putting everything on the line this time." After stinging defeats at the hands of rebellious deep zone planets, led by his nemesis, General Tiber Adolphus, the Constellation was expanding the war. No hesitation, no reservations, no mercy. "And not much of a plan," Percival thought. But he didn't express such reservations out loud. It would not be appropriate for the ostensible commander of the operation. This influx of additional warships, all of them rounded up by Lord Selic Riamini, increased the confidence among the Diadem's fighters, although Percival knew that the sheer quantity...